Hello?
Hey, Kevin, good morning. It's Mario.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I got your text message.
Did you get a hold of him or not?
You know what? I called him a few times. He didn't answer. I see that he called our customer service department instead for us to call him today. I haven't spoken with him.
I figured you said it's going to cost me $150.
No,
to get it started.
The service here. Give me a second here. I know I gave you an adjustment on the pricing here. Let me look at it.
You said 150, right? Oh, don't look in the notes. Don't look at the notes.
Oh, man, you're my type of dude, brother. I tell you, I do the same stuff when I go places. I'm like, hey, brother, you said $99, right? He's like, what? I was like, man, I think that's what you said.
You don't need to look at the notes. You want my credit card now? No notes.
Okay.
You get the credit card right now.
I gave you the adjustment here. I mean, I see the notes. I'm gonna be straight with you, Kevin. I mean, it's not always about the pricing, man. I can charge you $100. There's no point if I'm not gonna keep you busy, man. I gave you an adjustment here at $249, which is
so. How does it work?
So the way that this is gonna work, Kevin's home improvement and remodeling. You know, when anybody goes on Google and they type any of the services that you do, because this is based, and Google is based out of keywords, Kevin, right? So,
yeah. Same thing with my website, the SEO and all that other fun shit.
Right, right. I mean, it sounds like you've been around the block, brother. I'm preaching to the choir, man. I mean, the way that it works is that, you know, under all the keywords that you're going to come up, right? If anybody types in, let's say, flooring, drywall, siding, anything that you do, Kevin's Home Improvement will pop up as one of the top recommended companies. And, you know, and here's the bottom line, brother. Once you're on that first page of Google, I mean, you will not be short of work. And it's not, believe me, not everyone on there is doing good jobs, man. But it's the simple fact that, you know, they're on that first page that keeps them busy. So, I mean, if you're
I don't even look on the second page.
Exactly. So you know how that works, man. So, yeah. That's why I tell people, they're like, oh, well, I'll just be on the second or third page. I say, look, man, it's not even
third page, you're dead.
Yeah.
You don't even need to be there.
So here, let me do this. So I think I got all the info. The address, 171 Boston Hill Road in Andover, is that good?
It's good, but I don't really like it publicized.
No. We will never publicize it. I mean, unless you had a storefront, we will never put it up on Google. Correct. Okay.
That's all I need. Someone come to my house and I shoot him in the driveway. I was a Marine. I know him goes to my yard.
I got both of my uncles were Marines. They actually deployed back when they had the Desert Storm.
I was there.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, their last name is Yamas. I know it's huge, but anyhow. Now, what days and what times did you wanted to show on Google, Kevin, that Kevin's Home Improvement is open for business?
I would guess 8 a.m. to, 8 p.m.?
8 to 8, okay. And is this going to be Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
No, I have someone, if this truly works, I'll transfer the number to a different number. Is that hard to do later?
No, absolutely not. That's pretty easy.
But I have someone that's in the office 7 days a week answering phones.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So
I don't miss a single phone call ever.
That's awesome, bro. So I'm just going to put you down as a 24-hour service guy then, right? I mean, that you're able to. All right. I see what. Okay. And then how many miles outside of Andover are you willing to travel for new clients, brother?
50. We'll start with 50.
50, okay.
I think I go further than that. I don't know how far stuff is.
And I remember you told me did you already have a Facebook or you don't have one yet?
I have Facebook.
Okay. Is it also Kevin's Home Improvement and Remodeling?
Yes,
okay.
And how does that work?
The Facebook?
Yeah, like you said, you put ads on it. Is that an additional cost?
No, absolutely not. I mean, unless you want to tip me, I mean, we can work this. I'm just kidding.
I'll give you lots of tips. Don't eat yellow snow.
Right.
Don't pee into the wind.
No, man, I'm teasing you, brother. I shouldn't even say that because our calls are being recorded. Next thing you know, they're like, hey, can I speak with Mario? Well, he doesn't work here anymore because he's asking clients for tips.
Well, God forbid that the fucking corporate office has one that has a sense of humor that can actually have communication with someone. It doesn't sound like they're reading it. I just want to make sure that's recorded too, right?
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. All right. So let me see here. Oh, so yes, we do the ads on Facebook. Are you familiar how the ads on Facebook work?
Kind of. I tell Rodney to put ads on Facebook.
I'll give you a quick rundown. It's actually pretty neat. So let's say anybody goes on Google, right, and they're Googling, let's say, you know, electrician or plumber or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
That same person, when they go on their Facebook page, they will start seeing commercials, which are like the ads that pop up for plumbers or electricians. So same concept, right? Anybody goes on Google and they're looking for remodeling or home improvement. When that person goes on their Google page, I mean on their Facebook page, they're going to see ads for Kevin's Home Improvement pop up on their
ads. Right. So basically I stalk people.
I don't want to say that, man. I mean, you're going to – basically –
You are being recorded.
Basically, you know, Google is, this is what they call retargeting. It works really great. You're going to love it. Now, the website that you have, that's your domain, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I have a company called Town Square that manages it, but they also do my invoices and estimates and.
Yeah. I'm familiar with them. Okay, perfect. Alrighty. All right. Here's the thing. Later today, if you have time, or we can schedule it for tomorrow, Friday, it's up to you. You're going to get a call from our IT guys, right? These are the guys I'm sure you know what the IT department is, brother. I mean, you know, they do all the back-end work, right? These are the guys that put you on Google, that'll ask you if you have any pictures that you want us to upload onto Google. You know, they do the whole Facebook. They do all the back-end work. I can set you up for a call later today. Or we can do it tomorrow. I mean, when do you think you have about 30 minutes to spare?
I don't know. Can you do a three-way call? Or no?
A three-way call? Oh, you're talking about to get, Rodney in the call?
Yeah.
We're not able to do a three-way call. I mean, we can call him direct. If you want me to call him later, I can do that. But if I can speak with you, I mean, that would be ideal.
But he's got all the information you need. That's what the problem is.
Oh, okay. Okay, no worries.
So he's got like all the pictures. He's got all that stuff.
Okay. All right. No worries. So then I'll talk to him later and figure out when he's available. So that's not a big deal. All
right. He's texting me right now. You want me to text him?
I'll give him a call in a little bit and you know, just figure out when we can talk to him just to do the intake to get all the information that we need to get you guys up there. Bear with me here one quick second. I do need to create a password for the account, Kevin. This is in case you call us or we call you. You have three questions to choose from, and then the answer that you give us, that'll be the password. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
Pet's name.
Okay, and what is that?
Bruno.
Bruno, B-R-U-N-O?
Correct.
That sounds like a pretty big dog, brother. Is it a big one or a little one?
140 pounds.
Okay.
he's a mix between a pit bull and a mastiff.
You know what? It's so funny. I was just going to ask you if he was a pit, man, only because of the name. Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he, like I said, no one goes in my yard.
Right. I can imagine. I mean, you're a... You're
Andy's
got invisible.
Andy's got invisible. So no one knows where he stops.
Well, you just told me, I mean, you're packing, you have a dog, it's probably not a good idea to step in your yard, man, I'll tell you that much.
No, I got a warning sign, I got a nice Marine Corps flag flying.
Oh, so. Nice, okay. Well, you know, it's like, hey, enter at your own risk, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, Kevin, you have access to Kevin at HomeImprovementModels.com, correct?
HomeImprovementAndRemodels.com, yes.
Yes. Home Improvement and Remodels. Sorry about that. You're correct. Okay. Perfect. I'll send the confirmation.
Yeah, that's my email.
Okay.
The other one is, I also have Rodney at HomeImprovementsRemodels.com. If you want to see us both on that.
Yeah. Okay. Rodney. Just first name, R-O-D-N-I?
N-E-Y.
N-E-Y. Okay. R-O-D-N-E-Y. Okay. Perfect. Bear with me 1 second here. Okay. And then the 249, there's two ways that you can take care of that, Kevin. You can take care of that with a company credit card, or you can use a personal debit card. Which one did you want to use?
Company credit card.
Company credit. Okay. Because we do work.
I'm an S Corp, so.
Gotcha.
I can't use too much of my personal stuff.
No worries, brother. Because we do work with very secure systems in behalf of Google, I mean, the name on the card has to match identically or our system won't accept it. So does it say Kevin's Home Improvement and Remodeling LLC, or is that shortened?
It says Kevin Smith, and it says Kevin's Home Improvement. That's all that fits on the card.
Kevin, okay. Kevin, is there an S on Kevin or just Kevin?
In Kevin's Home Improvement, there's an S.
Okay. Kevin's Home and... Man. Okay. So
it
just
says my name
up. Okay. So Kevin's Home Improvement. That's it, right? No and remodeling LLC. Okay. Perfect. All right. And is this a Visa or MasterCard, Kevin?
MasterCard.
Okay. All MasterCards start with a number 5 whenever you're ready.
5474.
5474.
1514.
1514.
9095.
2394. Expiration? 1029. October 29. And then the last thing will be the CC code. It'll be the last three behind the card.
971. I have to go right now. My lawyer called me.
Okay. I'll get this processed. I'll give you a call back in 30 minutes. Okay.
All right.
Okay.